With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A new poll shows few Americans trust the Secret Service after a gunman nearly killed former President Donald Trump.
Most Americans have doubts about the Secret Service's ability to keep presidential candidates safe after last month's attempt on former President Donald Trump's life. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Only around 3 in 10 Americans are extremely or very confident that the Secret Service can keep the presidential candidates safe from violence before the election. The survey also found that about 7 in 10 Americans think the Secret Service bears at least a moderate amount of responsibility for the assassination attempt. Democrats were far more likely to blame the availability of guns, while Republicans were more likely to blame the Secret Service. I'm Norman Hall.
It was a big sell-off day on Wall Street as indexes plunged due to a weaker-than-expected jobs report and the retreat of tech stocks. Bankrate.com senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick says sell-offs are part of the flow of the financial markets.
It was likely that a sell-off was going to occur in the stock market anyway, but this now seems to be adding, let's say, some reason to that sell-off, where we had been chalking up all kinds of, you know, daily records in the major averages, and now there's some more urgency attached to the slowdown.
Intel helped lead the market lower after reporting weaker than expected profits and suspending its dividend. The Pentagon announced that the U.S. will move a fighter jet squadron to the Middle East and maintain an aircraft carrier in the region. President Biden is making good on his promise to beef up the American military presence to help defend Israel from possible attacks by Iran and its proxies. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 610 points. This is SRN News. Liberty University is being sued for firing a transgender woman.
The ACLU of Virginia filed the lawsuit against the Christian University for workplace discrimination on behalf of Eleanor Zinsky. The suit alleges that Liberty University fired Zinsky after she disclosed her identity as a trans woman. According to the university's doctrinal statement, denial of birth sex by self-identification with a different gender is a sinful act. Zinsky says you can be both Christian and transgender. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A sewing ministry at a Tucson, Arizona church has made over 15,000 dresses for young girls around the world. The Dress a Girl sewing group started more than a decade ago at the Oro Valley Church of the Nazarene, providing dresses and a message of God's love to girls in multiple countries. The ministry also holds an annual sew-a-thon every November. This is SRN News. Youth lockups in Texas remain beset with numerous issues.
The Department of Justice accused the state of violating the constitutional rights of hundreds of juveniles in custody. Issues ranging from excessive use of pepper spray and other mistreatment, including the prolonged isolation of children in their cells. The findings constitute the latest development in decades of abuse scandals and allegations at Texas lockups. The state's Juvenile Justice Department said in response to the report that it has a zero-tolerance policy toward abuse and neglect. John Scott reporting.
Attorneys for an illegal immigrant accused of killing a nursing student whose body was found on the University of Georgia campus have asked a judge to move the case to another county. The attorneys said in a court filing that finding an impartial jury in Athens-Clark County to consider the case against Jose Ibarra is impossible. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.